The next morning, Edward telephoned Wallace from Boulogne.
"Did you listen to me on the radio?" he asked.
"Yes, of course," she said.
"And how did you feel?"
"I was sitting in my room alone," Wallace said. "And when I listened to your words, I felt so sad. I put my hands over my eyes and I just cried. I couldn't stop myself. You have left everything for me. But I love you so much, Edward, and with me you'll be the happiest man in the world."
"I am that already," he replied. "You are all that matters in my life."
Edward married Wallace Simpson 6 months later, on the 3rd of June 1937. None of the royal family came to the wedding. Edward was 43, Wallace was 41, and they now took a new name, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor. A few weeks later, Edward wrote to his brother, King George.
"I was surprised that you didn't come to the wedding," he wrote. "But Wallace is now my wife, and nothing can change that. As you know, we have a house in Paris, but France is not my home. And I want to live again at Windsor, with Wallace by my side."
"I'm sorry, Edward," King George wrote back, "but you know how I feel about that woman. I do not like her. I will never like her. You can live here, but Wallace cannot."
"My brother," Edward said later, "pushed me away like a dog. I will never forget what he did. And after that, I decided that I didn't want my family. They didn't want Wallace, and so I didn't want them."